Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me this evening, if you would please, to Galatians chapter 6. And believe with me, if you would please, for utterance tonight and ears to hear. And in fact, let's pray a prayer of agreement together. I'll lead you and you can agree in your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, we present ourselves before you here tonight, and I acknowledge and these people acknowledge I'm not the teacher. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. And we're asking you to give all of us eyes that see and ears that hear and a heart that understands. We don't want to hear from each other and see each other. We want to hear from you and we want to see you. And we're asking for it. Utterance, precise and exact. Revelation, light, and a quickening of your Spirit. Your presence manifested. The gifts of the Spirit in operation. The moving of your angels and your Spirit in our midst tonight and after we leave from here and go back home and go our ways, for the Word to continually work mightily in us, producing life-changing results. We ask for it. We believe for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen means so be it. So be it unto me. In Galatians 6, are you there? Galatians 6 and verse 7, it says, "Be not deceived, God's not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap." What will you reap? What you sowed. "He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." You know, so many times when you hear that verse, whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. A whole lot of time it's said or quoted or received with a negative feeling. Whatever you've sown, that's what you're going to reap. People go, ooh. Well, your response should only be that if you've sown some really bad stuff, and that's all you've sown. If we're doing what we ought to be doing and somebody says, whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap, we ought to go, glory to God. Woo! Huh? Because if you've sown good things, you're going to reap some good things. Anybody in here sown some good stuff? Well, he said you can reap that. So what else did it say in the next verse? "He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." So be it good or bad, flesh or spirit, you reap what you sow. "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Let us not be weary in well-doing, in doing good, doing what's right. Don't get tired of doing the right thing and doing the good thing. "For in due season," now that's almost always later than your flesh wants it to be. This is a word your flesh does not want to hear. Wait. Doesn't even want to hear soon. It likes now. Now. And all you got to do is look at society. As technology has advanced, one of the main ways it's applied is in avoiding a wait. Huh? Man, we got instant this and instant that and drive through and microwave everything. And as technology advances, that's the first place it's applied, is to cut down our wait time. And some of that's okay, but what my father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, he said this ever since I heard him and knew him, and I know it's not good English, but you've already heard some poor English tonight. he said, "God don't have no instant pudding." God, He doesn't have any instant pudding. If God has pudding, it's the real thing. It's not some dehydrated, just add water. I think a lot of folks don't even really know how to cook anymore. They've become dependent on all the shortcuts. I know my grandma, I used to come in home from school. Oh, we had one of the best grandmas. She'd be ready for us when we got off the school bus. And a lot of times it was fresh tea cakes. Now, fresh tea cakes, I'm not talking about a mix. There were no microwaves. I'm talking about fresh eggs. I'm talking about starting from scratch with flour, right? And rice pudding on some days we had. Oh, yeah. Chicken and dumplings. And I'm not talking about you went to the freezer to pull the dumplings out. You make them by scratch. You roll them up. And when they'd ask her, well, what's the recipe? It's a pinch of this. It's a dab of this. Right? Well, in our drive-through microwave world, people want to do that to the things of God. And it just doesn't work. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, right? Amen. They that wait on Him. And so to reap the benefits of serving the Lord and to see the results, you've got to put your flesh under and quit being in such a rush and such a haste. And you will reap in due season. Hallelujah. If, come on, are you looking at that verse? If what? Why would people faint? Well, they get antsy and they get tired of waiting and they get tired of doing the good thing. They get weary in doing what the Lord told them to do, and they want to know, why hasn't it already happened? And why don't we already have this? And why haven't we already seen this? And they get disillusioned and they get annoyed and they get discouraged and they quit. And if you do that, you won't reap. Because you will reap in due season, what? If we faint not. I want to begin speaking this evening on a series I'm calling How to Harvest. How to Harvest. Are you interested in this? Go to the book of Genesis, please. Go to the book of Genesis, please. And the 8th chapter. Some things have become increasingly clear to me in recent times, the last couple of years, that there is some incorrect thinking in our circle, so-called word people, so-called faith people, when it comes to our sowing and our reaping, our giving, our receiving, that there's been a lot of emphasis on one part of this and hardly any emphasis on the rest of it. And we believe strongly in sowing and reaping around here. You know that. You've heard it from the beginning. And we believe strongly that God's a good God and He wants you blessed. He wants your needs met. He'll do great and good things for you. He'll do things that just meet your desires, mm-hmm. things you don't have to have. He gives us richly all things to enjoy, the Scripture said. But there's part of this I think has not been emphasized like it needs to be. And so I want us to go into it. I want you to believe with me, like we've already prayed for utterance. And one thing I'm excited about is I believe there are some folks that have not been reaping off of what they've sown. And they've not been harvesting what we can and should. Amen. And I believe the Lord's going to help us. Amen. He's going to show us what to change, what to quit doing, what to start doing, so we can begin to reap. We can begin to harvest. Said out loud, Lord, show me.
Lord, show me.
To,
reap.
To 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 reap. teach me
how to harvest.
In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. First of all, let's cover this in Genesis 8. I want us to be assured of this principle. In Genesis 8, this is after the flood that Noah and his house were spared from. And I'm sure that they were, you know, after experiencing something like that, put yourself in their shoes. After seeing the whole world deluged. I mean, there was part of the time when nothing was above water. And experiencing all that time in the ark and then coming out and realizing there's nobody else left except us. After that, if you heard it thunder, or if you begin to feel some sprinkles of rain, you might be tempted to be afraid. But the Lord did some outstanding things for them to comfort them. He put His bow. The rainbow is God's personal bow. That's the bow that's around His throne that He sits on. He set His bow in the clouds. And somebody said, well, that's just because of the horizon of the earth, and it's a refraction of light because of the changes in the atmosphere with vapor. Well, yeah. There's a way it happens.
Yeah, that's right.
But who caused all of that to come together to produce that result?
Hallelujah.
It's amazing how stupid some educated people are. Well, you might think, well, that's harsh, Brother Keith. Well, the Bible is stronger yet. It says the man or woman that says in their heart there's no God is a fool. No, it's don't let some people intimidate you with their so-called scientific evidence. Well, sure, there's a way to follow how something happens, but ask the big question, how did it start? Where did it come from? And you can only find those answers in this book. But after that God put that bow in the clouds and He's comforting them that this is not going to happen anymore, never again will the earth be destroyed by a flood, by a deluge. Next time it's going to melt with fervent heat. Somebody said, do you believe in global warming? No, I believe in global melting.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me life.